Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers relinquished their hold atop the NFC North Division in a hard-fought battle with the Minnesota Vikings that turned, at least decisively, on a controversial fumble by Aaron Rodgers. In the third quarter, following a horrid scud missile of a punt by Tim Mastay, the Vikings took possession on their 42-yard line. Adrian Peterson capped a short six-play drive with the game's first touchdown on a three-yard run, and the Vikings had forged a double-digit lead, 13-3. The game turned irrevocably when Everson Griffin beat Josh Sitton around the corner, hit quarterback Aaron Rodgers' arm as it apparently was coming forward with the ball in his hand. It looked like an incomplete pass, but was ruled a fumble. Captain Mutterlin returned the ball 55 yards for a touchdown, and replay upheld the call. Now trailing 20-3 in the fourth quarter, the Packers rallied on a 16-yard touchdown pass to Richard Rodgers and a 43-yard field goal by Mason Crosby, making it a 7-point game. Crosby gave the Packers another opportunity by stripping Cordarrelle Patterson on this long kickoff return, recovered by Micah Hyde. The Packers drove to a fourth and goal from the 13-yard line of Minnesota when Xavier Rhodes stepped in front of James Jones in the end zone, and the Vikings were on their way to their first division title since 2009. As a result, Minnesota is home this weekend hosting Seattle in the wild card round, while the loss sends the Packers on the road to Washington.
There's been a school of thought that avoiding the defending NFC champion Seattle Seahawks in the wild card round of the playoffs is actually a good thing. But I'm not so sure. Kirk Cousins and the Redskins have won four in a row. The NFC East Division champions are playing their best football of the season. Plus, they'll be home for this weekend's wild card game. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.